Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now and tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. 855-717-6901. That's 855-717-6901.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is John Barber, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Excuse me, miss, but you seem to be having trouble picking out a wine. Maybe I can help you.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I never talk to strangers.
Oh! How did you know?
What do you mean, how did I know? You're a stranger.
Right, Elliot Stranger.
Is that really your name?
No, it's really Elliot Sverdlick, but I do meet a lot of pretty girls this way.
I like you, Elliot. You're weird, but I like you.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that Michael Sloan will join us at the top of the hour. Michael Sloan, creator and producer of both the Equalizer television series and the Equalizer franchise of motion pictures, and a writer and producer of many other popular TV shows from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Zoom as we remember the life and career of comedian Jerry Stiller as part of This Week in TV History. Jerry Stiller passed away this past Monday, May 11th. Before we went to break, we were talking about Stiller and Mira's many appearances on variety shows throughout the 60s and 70s, as well as their respective solo careers. It's evident not only from their stand-up act, but the fact that they often worked together in episodic television. Not necessarily playing husband and wife, but they would work together on one project or another, which just underscores the fact that, you know, besides being in love with each other, they liked each other and they enjoyed working with each other.
Well, they did a lot of commercials where they were not husband and wife, both radio and TV.
Right. Blue Nun Wine in particular.
Yeah, Blue Nun Wine. They were very well known for that. In fact, there's a story. Jerry Stiller did a movie with Walter Matthau. And it was about a subway train robbery.
The Taken to Pelham 123.
Yeah, the Taken to Pelham 123, which was based on a book. And Jerry Stiller had several great stories about Walter Matthau, because Walter Matthau didn't like the character name, so they swapped characters. So the names are switched in the movie from the book. Walter Matthau wanted to have more fun, you know, on the project, did not want to make it serious work. But a lady came up to them wanting an autograph. Walter Matthau assumed it was him that they wanted the autograph from. And she wanted Jerry Stiller's autograph. And she says, "I love you and your wife in those Blue Nun commercials." You know, which Walter Matthau took it in stride.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he signs the autograph, you know, here I am. And this is what you, and when the movie premiered, it did not do as well as they expected. By the way, Ben Stiller has a cameo in that movie.
Young Ben Stiller.
Yeah, very young Ben Stiller. which, you know, he came to visit his dad on the set, and Walter said, put him in a scene. So that may be his first screen appearance.
Yeah.
But, you know, afterwards, they stayed in touch, and, you know, the movie premiered. It did not do well. Walter Matthau got really sick, and to cheer him up, Jerry Stiller sent him a case of Blue Nuts. which I think is just a great story. But he had a bunch of wonderful stories just because Walter Matthau wanted to make sure the atmosphere on the set was up and fun.
Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Zoom. We are talking about Jerry Stiller and Stiller and Mara. Jerry Stiller passed away earlier this month. He had a nice long run, as they say in show business.
In the testament of a career,
Stiller and Mara,
the team, as they evolved, we got to know them as individual performers, which I think is fantastic. I mean, how many incarnations of their careers did they have together and separately? Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And then continue the family business with Ben.
Very much so. She did a show in the mid-70s for CBS called Kate McShane. And
yes,
it was a straight drama. And when you listen to her talk about it in her interview for the Archive of American Television, it's really unfortunate. As I recall, the character was written, it was an Irish Catholic, Irish American lawyer in New York. That's the character. It was written for a male lead. I don't remember who it was pitched to originally, but somehow they decided to offer it to Anne Mara. So obviously they changed it to a female lead, but it would have been interesting had they written the character with her in mind and, you know, rather than have her play something that was written for a male. That was not the only reason why Kate McShane went 13 and out. It, as I recall, it ran opposite Starsky and Hutch in its first season, and nobody survived Starsky and Hutch that year.
No.
And I've asked this before. Was this show, because she was in this role, it was not written, was it ahead of its time? Would the show with this character have done well in the 90s just since it wasn't up against something like a Starsky and Hutch?
That's a good question. That's a good question. You can think of so many other examples of legal dramas with a female lead in the last 20 years. Judging Amy comes to the top of my, I mean, she's a judge, but judges are lawyers. But what was the show with Glenn Close for FX? But you're right. You're right. You know, had it been, or even if it had been offered to her later in her career, you know, when there would be more acceptance for a female lead in a legal drama, who knows? But
And I'm thinking of a show in the past 10 years. Film actress came to the, why can't I call Sear? Oh, help me. In that movie, Stephen King movie with Richard Dreyfuss, Misery.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, she did a legal drama set in Cincinnati.
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show, and that was in the past 10 years. I blame the time slot because it was an excellent show all the way around. And so I'm thinking if Kate McShane came around in the 90s or in the 21st century, would it have been successful? Would it have been able to attract a bigger audience back then? 70s. Remember, 70s, women were still fighting to get into law school in many cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, later on, you would have Ally McBeal, which was more comedy. And what was the other one? Days and Nights of Molly Dodd.
She wasn't an attorney.
Okay, I'm getting confused.
Great show, but I don't think she was. Okay.
I don't remember her. I don't remember what she did for a living. I just remember that she and Alin L. McClary played her mom, and they had great chemistry between each other.
Good show, and I think that show was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
At the same time she did Kate McShane, he got a sitcom called Joe and Sons.
That's right.
Which I don't even think it made it to 13.
Yeah. And in fact,
I've never even heard of that.
Well, in fact, she refers to that in the Archive of American Television interview. She took the cancellation of Kate Mushang doubly hard because she mentioned that Jerry's show, Joe and Sons, also didn't last beyond his first 10 or 12 weeks. So that was a down period for them professionally. But you look at their professional career arc, there's a lot more ups than downs. They were always working. And correct me if I'm wrong, in some ways, Tony and Donna, Stiller and Mira were personal influences for you both as working professionals, husband and wife, working in the industry.
Working together, that was, I know that was, for me, that was the couple that I always looked to. They're just brilliant, and I like them professionally and then personally. I mean, it's hard to work together and then at the end of the day, go home to each other. It can be hard.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of people fail at it, but they were the gold standard. I mean, they were perfect.
Yeah, I would say, husband and wife, that were really husband and wife teams. We spent a lot of time watching them, watching Burns and Allen, watching the Bickersons, and a lot of listening to Nichols and May. But, you know, they were the ones that really, I think, had it, especially when they were trying to be, just doing some of the improvised routines that they did. I mean, they are very inspirational. They both were part of the Compass Players, which later became Second City in Chicago. So, they were there at a time when you had some of the, some other people that we have celebrated in the last few years. So they had amazing comedy chops. And, I think they were both just so smart as well. Their comedy was very smart. I mean, they could be silly, but the two of them were very smart on a lot of the material that they did. The only thing is, as much as we can celebrate their work separately, I will always think of them together.
Yeah.
I can't think of one without the other.
Well, they're...
It's the Sammy Hunt. Yeah.
They're together
and
now.
They're together again. Yeah. And, I mean, I think that's the important thing. I mean, I've loved their work apart, but I'm always going to think of them. You can't let... There are certain people you just can't think of one without the other.
Childhoodtelevision.blogspot.com. Childhoodtelevision.blogspot.com. MuscleStorySalon.com. Donna's four-part novel series is now complete.
Yes, it is. The last book, Fall Again Reunion, was published a few months ago. You'll see where the story finally ends.
And to find out how the story begins and end, go to fallagainseries.com. Tony and Donna, we'll see you both next time.
Next time.
We will welcome Emmy-nominated writer and producer Michael Sloan when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by the Structured Settlement Cash Hotline. Did you know it's possible to receive upfront money in one large payment from your structured settlement? Yes, you can. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want to access your money today, call us. It's your future cash. Why not put it in your hands today? Don't wait any longer. This is the best solution if you need money to pay your bills or even help a family member who's been affected during this global time of crisis. Everyone needs a little money right now, and our hotline is here for you. If you have a structured settlement where you're getting money spread out over time and you want it faster, call now. This simple 10-minute call can get your money now. The call is free and it costs you nothing.
800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. That's 800-965-7987.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. For more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.